I am Plant on the Line in Vancouver at thecommentary.ca. On Tuesday, the 4th of December, 2012, at the Gateway Theatre Studio B in Richmond, the Anyone Can Act Theatre is staging a reading of the Philippine author and playwright Nick Joaquin's A Portrait of the Artist as Filipino. It is a play that's taught in English-speaking schools in the Philippines and considered the most important play in English. The reading is the finale to the Philippine Cultural Celebration in Richmond that's being put on by the Richmond Public Library, the Gateway Theatre, and the Philippine Consulate here in Vancouver. The opening event is Saturday, the 1st of December, at the Richmond Library's Brig House Main Branch. I'll be participating in the event, co-hosting with Mariton Pacheco, an interview with the author Miguel Sahuco. Sahuco, the author of Illustrata, will discuss his book, and there'll be musical and dance performances that day, a preview of this stage reading, as well as art installations. Joining me now is Mel Tobias, a veteran journalist and broadcaster, who is directing the stage reading. He is the executive editor of the Filipino-Canadian magazine Living Today, and is a regular contributor to the Philippine Star broadsheet in the Philippines. We'll talk about the work, Nick Joaquin, and more. The event, Saturday the 1st of December, is free, while tickets to the stage reading at the Gateway Theatre on Tuesday the 4th of December are $30. They're available from the Gateway's box office, 604-270-1812, online at gatewaytheatre.com, or at, again, Nostalgia Boutique at 1868 West Broadway. Please welcome to the Plant Online program, Mel Tobias. Mr. Tobias, good morning.
Please call me Mel. I'll call you Joe.
Thank you very much for joining us. I've been reading you for years, so it's great to talk to you today.
Thank you very much.
So the Anyone Can Act Theatre, that's a project that you're sort of heading up. Is that correct?
Yeah, well, there's a group of Filipino-Canadians in search of cultural events that will suitably highlight and elegantly showcase outstanding works of Filipinos in the literary and theatrical world. So, well, a group of friends decided, why not organize a performing group at a theater company? And so we decided, yes, why not Akat Productions, Anyone Can Act Productions? And that's how it started. And we said, what can we present? The first thing that came to our minds was Nick Joaquin's Portrait, which is actually actual name of the play is A Portrait of the Artist as Filipino. Mm-hmm. It was written in English, and it's considered a theater masterpiece in the Filipino theater world. That's how it got started.
Yeah. And so, well, let's talk about the work. It takes place, I guess, just at the October 1941, is that correct?
Before you were born.
Yeah.
Portrait, yeah, it's set in post-war Intramuros. It's set in the previously elite Spanish enclave in Manila, where the Ilustrados live and reside. You're going to interview the author of Ilustrado, more or less. He can tell you more about it.
Yeah.
Now, there's the narrator who relates the city's past grandeur and its subsequent devastation and all that. But the play is, although it was set in 1940, I think it is ageless, and the theme is universal. Would you like me to continue on?
Yeah. So, from my understanding of it, because I've seen it on YouTube, film version of it.
Into a movie.
Mm-hmm. It involves two spinster sisters.
Yes.
They are living with their father, who's an artist, and he's sort of an artist that's, I guess he's not producing, or he's not got the notoriety that he deserves, and so he's sort of, I guess he's depressed, and he's holed up in his room.
He retreated.
Yeah, and so I'll let you tell it now from that point.
Well, yes, so I would say that the dramatic conflict of the play is between those who desperately cling to the past and those who accept the present. So you have two groups of people here. It deals with social alienation, which we know in Vancouver. It is about people who resist to adapt or to adjust, to assimilate. But personally, on a personal note, I think Portrait is basically about change. Change, willingness to change, and that recognition is change that is necessary for our growth. So you have this different characters merging, and they are in conflict with what they feel and where they are now and where they are going.
And so Joaquin, he's considered in the Philippines and around the world, I guess, as one of the Philippines' preeminent writers. Is that correct?
Yes. He is the best known and widely read English language Filipino fictionist and dramatist. He is also a Filipino national artist for literature.
Yeah.
So he's really well known. And this play has been made into a movie, has been made into an opera, and has been revived several times, both in Tagalog and in English.
Yeah, and it for you as a literate person, as someone who's fond of the arts. I mean, he is necessary reading for those of us that are interested in trying to understand what Philippine culture and what the Philippines is, right?
Yes, to understand the present, you must learn the past, and this is required reading in school, in high school in the Philippines.
And it is timely for today, isn't it? I mean, you've already said, I mean, it deals with social alienation.
Yes.
That's something that we feel in this part of the world today.
Yeah, growing city, for instance, people may be not able to adjust. It can apply to new immigrants who refused or have difficulty adjusting to the new environment. And somehow at the end, the play will make you realize that one must accept the changes and face life in order to survive, or be devastated like the old Intramuros in the Philippines. It got destroyed.
Yeah.
It's no more.
Yeah. You know what I found curious about the play, well, just having seen it, the film version of it,
yes,
is that it's in English. But other than that, that the most of the words that aren't in English, I think all of them, are Spanish words rather than words in Filipino.
True.
Was that deliberate on Joaquin's part? I mean, what was his motivation there?
The motivation is set in the Spanish enclave. This is an area, call it the Cholasi,
uh-huh,
of Manila. And the people are quite rich, they're wealthy and powerful, and they have close connection to the Spanish regime. As you know, the Philippines was taken by by Spain for several years. And there is a group of people who are very well educated who have separated them from the rest. It's like a gated community.
Uh-huh.
And so Spanish is, shall we say, their second language.
And
that is why they have a lot of, like the word tertulia.
Mm-hmm.
Tertulia is a social, it's like the salon of the French and the Spanish, where bohemians, artists would gather together with the rich to discuss about culture, politics, and so on.
Yeah. Now, you've been living in Canada now for how long?
This will be my 19th year.
Yeah. So you've seen this community grow. I mean,
yes,
it's a large, today it's a large community, and it is growing. What do you make of what's happened in the last 20 years or so, or even longer, even?
Well, I think it is getting, shall we say, the change is very, very evident. First of all, the young ones are now working. They're now young adults. When I arrived here, they were young. Now they are part of the community, part of the working force. Then you have the new immigrants who are coming in, and they are quite educated, very, very attuned to a global world and global society, and also aware of cultural things happening, and they seem to be more adaptable to the Canadian environment. Of course, there are those who will remain very, very Filipino in their ways. And this is also touched on by portrait.
Mm-hmm.
People who cannot adjust, assimilate. And if they don't assimilate, they will be like in a little group or community and will be very unhappy with their existence.
And so do you find that the sense of community is growing, that it is building?
I think it is building.
Yeah.
I think there is more coherence because I don't mean this to be a demeaning remark, but they are better educated and they be able to think critically and not just be led by groups of people. It's quite exciting times for the Filipino community, actually.
Yeah, and when you look at, say, the sort of the high art that this play represents, A Portrait of the Artist as Filipino, and you look at sort of popular culture, and I mean, we have three cable channels now in this part of the world that provide Filipino programming from the Philippines. Is there a disconnect? I mean, I think there is when you think of the works of Joaquin or the art house films of Brillante Mendoza, even Miguel Sahuco's book.
Yes. Well, it will always be like that, even in American culture.
Yeah.
But the thing is, the existence of cultural events like this may draw or increase the interest. Somebody must start something. We have to start somewhere to show them, like, let's say, there's nothing wrong in dancing half-naked, wearing weird costumes in a parade, or singing and dancing in beauty contests. That's okay. That's part of Philippine culture. But we have to provide opportunities for the other Filipinos to see that there are more that we can offer, not just singing and dancing. And what Richmond Public Library is doing is a great opportunity to showcase not only to the Filipinos, but to the other ethnic groups and the Canadian mainstream what we are capable of. Not just singing and dancing, but beautiful literary world, the theatrical world, and in the musical world we have so much to offer. But they have not been discovered or they have not been exposed properly. The foreign media is a little bit hesitant to promote certain events. Maybe they think that common experience. When I said that we're staging Nick Joaquin's Portrait, it's a Filipino play, the first reaction in the Canadian mainstream was, is it in English?
Mm-hmm.
So I said, the title of the play is Portrait, A Portrait of the Artist as Filipino, and it was originally written in English. And that is a good head start. Hopefully we can get some feedback from the mainstream community.
Yeah.
Oh, we have a multicultural cast. That's the uniqueness of the casting here.
Oh, is that right? Yeah.
Just because it's a Filipino play doesn't mean you have a Filipino cast.
Right.
We have two Chinese and one Canadian, Caucasian Canadian.
Right. So it'll be a stage reading, so so there won't be sets or anything.
No. Well, you know, stage reading is a minimalist thing,
right?
And the focus will be on the play and the characters.
I'm curious to know how. I mean, you've already touched on what this play means to Filipinos and to Philippine culture. What has it taught you about being Filipino?
I have noticed that Filipinos are very resilient, adaptable. And it taught me that the Filipinos really, if they try, can really adapt easily than other ethnic groups. It taught me that I can adjust to different people, different cultures, and my mind is accepting. And generally, Filipinos are gifted with that. But some Filipinos are not using this gift.
Yeah.
But it taught me, living in Canada, that we as a race can be very resilient. That is what it has taught me.
Yeah. And what do you also make of the I mean, in my writing, where I live here in Vancouver, Kensington, we have a Filipino MLA.
Yeah.
My understanding is that her opponent in the next election will be Filipino as well.
Yeah.
What do you make of developments like that? I mean, does that mean that the Filipino culture, the community in this part of the world, at least, there is some political power now?
Yes, definitely. It's beginning to be a Filipino power. And other people thought that it is quite a bad thing to have two Filipinos competing for the same position. I don't think it's competing. It's just they should learn what the issues are of these candidates. We should vote on issues and not on personalities. I'm sure both candidates have their own agendas that they can present to the general public. I think the best person to elect is the one with the best agenda. The best person to elect, for instance, is one who is not interested in just the Filipino community. But if you're running for a councillor or a major political post, we should think Canada, not just a particular ethnic group, not just a particular group of people, but for the that is how they will win, whoever, is to think of how they could be of service to the general public. And as a Filipino, that will be a shining example.
Yeah. Now, we've talked about Joaquin, we've talked about, mentioned Sahuko in his book. This event has, the two events in Richmond in the next few weeks, been a wonderful entry for me into seeing, you know, just what Philippine culture is all about. Are there other things that one ought to read, perhaps? I mean, I guess Rizal, I mean, that's...
Jose Rizal, yes, of course.
That's foremost, right?
Uh-huh. Try to read the other Nick Joaquin plays and novels. He's quite prolific.
Yeah.
Yeah?
Yeah, I went to Portland this summer, and at Powell's Books, they've got...
I was there.
Yeah, I found
it. I was there 2 weeks ago, yes.
Oh, really? Yeah, I found a copy of Joaquin's Culture and History, Occasional Notes on the Process of Being a Filipino, Philippine Becoming. I haven't read it yet, but I'm looking forward to reading it.
There is a book of Kalau, I forgot the first name, and it is Being a Filipino. It describes the personality of the Filipino beautifully. I will look at my own library, and soon we'll meet, and I can suggest a few more readings. To Philippine cuisine is another good subject. There are books on Philippine cuisine.
Indeed, yeah.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. Well, I appreciate your time today to tell us about the play, and we'll look forward to seeing
you. I'd like to congratulate you, and I'd like to congratulate Dulce Cuenca for coming with a concept and was able to put all these pieces together to have a special cultural event that is quite unique, the first of its kind.
No
dancing, singing, beauty contests, or dancing in the streets, but something for the mind.
Indeed.
It's beautiful.
Yeah.
And the Filipinos are intelligent people, given the chance. They should read more.
Yeah, and people should come to the events on Saturday the 1st, and then, of course, the reading on December 4th.
Yeah. Looking forward to meeting you and Miguel Sihuko.
The same. Tickets for the stage reading of Nick Joaquin's A Portrait of the Artist as Filipino by the Anyone Connect Theater, directed by Mel Tobias, can be had through the Gateway Theater's box office or website, as well as through, again, Nostalgia Boutique. That's at 1868 West Broadway here in Vancouver. Mel Tobias, join me on the line from here in Vancouver. I'm Joseph Planta.